like Mary in our gospel story and sit at Jesus' feet and listen to him. The gospel this morning exemplifies this dynamic. It exemplifies, by Mary, the person who is sitting at Jesus' feet in prayer and listening to him. And it also exemplifies why it is so hard. Because counter to Mary, there was Martha, who said, "What are you doing there? Get up and help me." There's always going to be work. There is always going to be the Marthas in the world who will pull us towards work. And yet at the same time, it is so important to take time out for prayer, to rest, to recharge, to be renewed. It seems also in our world these days that work has taken on almost a religious fervor. Now, the young people have been describing it as hustle culture. You know, keep going, keep going, keep going. Dedicate yourself to your job and nothing else. But certainly for our own health and for just the way God created us to be, we need time to be with God. We need time to relax. We need time to recharge. And that's one of the benefits that a life of prayer gives to us, because it carves out a specific time where we say, we don't need to work right now. We don't need to work all the time. But instead, we need time for renewal, for refreshment. As I said, you can see this in the gospel story, with Mary exemplifying this by sitting at Jesus' feet. Now, if you've ever noticed, I'm sure everyone has had this experience, but after a day of being on your feet all the time, it's really tiring. It just feels good to sit, doesn't it? Feels good when the time for work is done and to take some time to rest. And Mary was doing that today. She was sitting at Jesus' feet in order to listen to him. She was also sitting at his feet to rest. Some of us have been attending a diocesan program lately called the Diocesan Church Development Institute. And one of the core frameworks that we've been working at and looking at is this idea of the renewal apostolate cycle. How we need times for renewal. We need times to sit at Jesus' feet just to be fed, to recharge our batteries, along with the times of doing the work of God in the world, whether it's in our home life, in our civic life, in our workplace. But it's a cycle. We need one which feeds into the other. And then we go back, and we go around again and again. Too much work and no renewal will lead to people being burned out. Too much renewal, I'm not even sure, but think of an example because I've never met anybody who is too much renewal. There's too much in our world that draws us to work because it is necessary. The message that Jesus was giving to Martha was that it doesn't have to always be work. There is a time for rest, there is a time for and just like Mary, the sister who sat at Jesus' feet, we also need to take the time, just carve out some time and dedicate it to God. Not as a way of being an obligation or another demand on our time or something else that drains us, but as a way of renewing us. Because good prayer life does just that. A good prayer life should renew you. The other thing a prayer life does is that it evolves over time. It is never the same as we go week to week, month to month. Prayer life evolves, it grows stronger. Not only does the gospel story this morning tell us that Mary sat at Jesus' feet, it says that she listened to what he was saying. And that part is important, because listening to Jesus meant she was listening to God. And when we listen to God, we get to know God better. I was visiting with Jean the other day, talking about one of her things she likes to do is put together jigsaw puzzles. And like many of us, you start with the outside, right? Is there anybody who does the inside first? No? Okay, but you might have the corners, and those are easy to identify, and then you've got the edge pieces, you put those together. And then once you've got your border down, provided a naughty cat doesn't jump up and knock the thing over. Once once you've got your border, then you can start to see the picture taking place. You can see the picture starting to form, and every piece falls into place. You get more and more, you get a clearer and clearer picture of what this puzzle is going to look like. Developing a prayer life is a lot like putting together that jigsaw puzzle. Because we might start with one piece, say the Lord's Prayer. We practice the Lord's Prayer over and over. We might have another piece, which is weekly Eucharist, and we come and we receive the body and blood of Christ, continuing the apostles' teaching and fellowship, breaking of bread, the prayers. Then we might add a daily practice, like morning prayer. And as those keep coming together, we get clearer and clearer picture of who God is, more and more. I've seen our prayer life evolve in St. Francis, particularly in our daily practices. I remember when I first got here, my goal, trying to bring in the daily office, and so we would practice it during vestry meetings. And so initially, when we had our vestry meetings, we would start with evening prayer and we would end with compline. And as time went on, we moved to morning prayer in the parish, giving people a chance who are already here, we can gather together for prayer. And then the pandemic hit, 2020, and we'll never forget that year. But since there were fewer demands on what I was doing because we couldn't go anywhere, I said, well, let's do the daily office online. So I got on Facebook Live and started saying the daily office there. And it was just amazing seeing how so many people would start to join. And what a comfort it was to people, particularly in those days when we didn't know what was going on. But there was something there that grounded us. There was something there that could point us towards God and remind us of God and His goodness and His providence, day in and day out, even in a difficult time. Now here we are, almost 2.5 years later, and boy, that's been going strong, hasn't it? Now before the service, we were talking about how in the Episcopal Church, if you do something for 2 years, it becomes a tradition. 3 years, it becomes a holy tradition. We're about 2.5 years right now, so we're doing pretty good with this one. No, but the prayer life grows, it becomes clear. It's also reminded this week of something from an old karate master that I used to study with. And he had this saying, say with karate forms, he said, you know, it takes about 100 times to really know the moves, to know what you're doing, 100 times to practice. He said, then 1,000 times to make it beautiful, so you really know what you're doing, so you look like you know what you're doing. He said, but to truly understand it, it's 10,000 times. And here he is, practicing something 10,000 times. That's a dedication. But the fact was, it was a practice, and it was a practice that evolved. As he mastered one aspect by practicing again and again, could incorporate it with another and another and another. The prayer life would evolve the more we practice. And finally, the thing that a prayer life does is it helps us focus on what's important. I always find this exchange here pretty interesting. Okay, so there's Jesus and there's Mary sitting at his feet. Mary is right there. She is within earshot. And Martha walks up, ignores her sister, says to Jesus, don't you care that she's left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me. She's right there. And you can tell her. But Jesus instead told her that Martha was worried about a great many things, but only one thing was necessary. And Mary has chosen the better part. And I can't help but to feel sorry for poor Martha at this point. I mean, she was busy, that is true. And she did want some help. And Jesus didn't say what she was doing was unimportant. There are certainly times in other gospel stories where Jesus was at somebody else's home and was talking about the importance of hospitality and having water for the feet, food set before, breaking bread together. But what he was also saying was that what Mary was doing was even more important. No, this has to happen. This is so important to have a prayer life, to sit at Jesus' feet. And the thing is that I found over the years is that it doesn't have to take a large amount of time. One of those things that's incredibly important, and yet it doesn't take a whole lot of time. It's like brushing your teeth in the morning. I mean, how long does that take? 2 hours? No. Maybe 5 minutes, twice a day, 3 times a day if you really listen to your dentist. You know, 5 minutes at a time. No, but it is so important. When I look at the time required for our daily prayer practices, the morning prayer, for example, 20 minutes in the morning. Now, about the time to really enjoy a cup of coffee. Yeah, I could do 20 minutes. If you do Compline in the evening, that's another 5 minutes. Yeah, I could spare 5 minutes at the end of the day. It's so important. Taking up another practice again, thinking of my karate master 10,000 times. So I'm saying, okay, if I take my Anglican prayer beads and say the Lord's Prayer on every bead, after a year, if I do that every day, I get to 10,000 times. So I'll go around once, go around my prayer beads once, saying the Lord's Prayer, and I can do that 10 minutes. It doesn't take a huge amount of time. But the time that we do invest, like brushing your teeth, is so important. And we have to plan for it. We have to set aside the time, because it is important. And yet, while important, there are so many other things that also demand for our time. If we don't plan for a life of prayer, it's not going to happen. There's always going to be something else drawing our attention. There's always going to be some kind of Martha in our world saying, get up, stop wasting your time, come help me. Do it right now. And that what has to happen right now? But Jesus is very clear, saying Mary had chosen the better part. Mary focused on what was important and made the time for it. So be it 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, she made the time. And for us, whether we set aside 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, that period of time is so important. And prayer life does all these things. It helps us to focus on what's important. It grows over time as we get a closer and clearer picture of who God is and what God is calling us to do, to be. And it renews us. It gives us energy so that we can do the work that is needed in the world. You know, be it hospitality, be it our professions, be it our civic life, be it participating in a ministry, in a church, an outreach ministry. All these things need to be renewed by prayer. So we have the energy to do them and to do them well. Prayer is so necessary. Because the work will always be there. And if all we are doing is work, then that's going to be draining. So we need to carve out that time. Take those minutes, be it 5, 10, 20. Just carve out that time and dedicate that. Dedicate that to our renewal, to evolving, to what's important. Mary did just that. We don't know how long she sat at Jesus' feet, but however long it was, Jesus said, this is important. This is not going to be taken away from her. Just like Mary, we can sit at Jesus' feet to be interviewed. We can be just as intentional for our own.